The way I roll is mobilize and move people to action now. I'm not in a liberal box. I'm not in a conservative box. No excuses after that. I don't even have a box. I'm just rolling. That's how I talk. God knows it. I'm just straight.
You are listening to Roland S. Martin, Unfiltered.
I mean, Will wrote about it. Everybody wrote about it. I talked about it. They should have brought up Benghazi. Here's George from Staten Island, New York. What up, George?
Yes, I'm talking about Afghanistan, which we are leaving, and the Taliban and Al-Qaeda with their horses and bayonets are still there. Over in Benghazi, Al-Qaeda and whoever it was, with their horses and bayonets, killed our people, and with all our aircraft carriers and submarines and investigative authorities, in 6 weeks we still don't know. So maybe we should be using horses and bayonets.
Well, we did use them in Mazar al-Sharif in Afghanistan in 2001. That was a good line, Will Cain. Were you surprised? Not only did Mitt Romney not bring up Benghazi gate, but he seemed to roll on everything. He rolled on Syria. He rolled on Iran. He rolled on Israel. He rolled on Afghanistan. It just seems to me that in every area of possible contention, Mitt Romney was in agreement with the president.
It seems that way. It seems that way, Geraldo, because that's the way it was. That's what happened last night. And it looks to me like Mitt Romney put a premium on being likable to the American people versus being aggressive with the president. That line, by the way, we also don't produce as many horses and bayonets and use them as often. That wasn't just a good line. That was a great line.
It was a great line, and so whoever had that coming in, it wasn't by chance. Jack in Brooklyn, what's up, Jack?
Hey, good morning, Geraldo. Listen, I think Governor Romney spit out the mouthpiece and said no mas. I'm going to vote for you, President Obama. That's the way I felt.
All right. Well, I don't know if it was that bad, Jack. Thank you. But Roland, do you think that, given the fact that, and I think Will Cain is absolutely right, this will be the lowest rated of the three debates. There were so many distractions. Foreign policy makes your eyes kind of roll. I found myself, forcing myself to pay attention. And I saw Erica, my wife, she totally drifted off. And, she got her computer out and she was watching reruns of Homeland. Still, does it make a difference?
Let me tell you something. Let's say 50 million folks are watching instead of 60 million. That's 50 million people still watching. When you have a tight election like this, tight in Colorado, tight in Ohio, in Florida, in Virginia, remember, you can win a state with a sliver of people. The CBS poll show of uncommitted voters, 53% said President Obama won, 23% said Romney won. And that's really what it's all about. The people who are going back and forth and vacillating are these women, namely white women. When you look at the polling data and they're looking at issues and in terms of how I where am I coming down on it. And so I don't care who you are, you want to win every single chance you can get because it's that tight. And you will never, ever hear me quote Glenn Beck, ever. I am no way in my brain is just locks up, it even happens. But even he had the tweet last night, I'm glad to know that Mitt agrees with Obama so much. No, really, why vote?
good point. Hi, Sue.
Oh, Geraldo, Mayor Geraldo.
Where are you from?
You rock star. Anyway, I just have to disagree because I just thought that Romney had so much information, and he kept his cool. He was presidential. He didn't get nasty, and his facial expressions. He wasn't like somebody who wanted to come back. He was doing his thing. I don't think he cared what Obama.
All right, that's a good point. That's a good point, Sue. Let me ask Will Cain. On CNN, it did indicate negatives when the president went on the attack. Is it possible that the aggressiveness of the president worked against him with the very female voters that he covets?
I don't know that it's going to work against him. I think Sue actually just illustrated exactly what Mitt Romney hoped to accomplish last night. I don't think Mitt Romney went into that debate saying, "Well, we're going to knock up another win here. We're going to tally one up like we did in the first debate." We want people like Sue to listen to us and think two things. One, I'm a guy that's likable. I'm a guy that doesn't come out and attack the commander-in-chief over petty rhetorical differences. And I'm also a guy who knows what I'm talking about. I'm prepared to be commander-in-chief. I'm calm. I'm calculated. I know what's going on in these various countries. That was a win for him.
All right, that's Will King. What about Roland Martin?
Obama can't win or lose it. Either in one debate, he's listless, lackluster, no energy, no passion, and then he brings the heat. Oh, my God, it's too much heat. Let me tell you something. Candidate Obama was supposed to show up last night, not President Obama. You're playing to win re-election. You're not playing to say, I'm going to still be there come January and February and March. That's what you have to do. And so, hey, Mitt Romney should have been a bit more assertive. He looked pained sitting up there during the debate. And so I think he allowed an opportunity to slip away. He should have been more disagreement with the president versus I agree.
Well, I here's my take. I think that Romney did play for a tie. He did not get a tie. He got a L. He got a loss. And, it could have been a tied race like we have right now.
Right.
This could be just enough to put the president back that single digit on top. Will Cain, last word.
Well, it's going to matter to make that calculation you just put forward, Geraldo, true or false. There's going to be one moment in that debate last night that had nothing to do with foreign policy. It's probably going to have to do with auto bailouts and how the state of Ohio, and to a lesser extent, how the state of Wisconsin respond to the auto bailout debate. That's what this race is coming down to, those two states.
I agree, and it is exactly that point that it's not horses and bayonets. It's the auto bailout. It's Ohio.
Right.
I mean, it just seems to me. Although I think the second most important, if not the first most important, brought up by Ed Koch before you guys came on, it's if the Jewish vote is energized for Barack Obama, now that Ed Koch and others agree that he's totally fallen in line with the pro-Israel, point of view, then it might affect the vote in Florida, too. But that's not as necessary as it is in Ohio. And I think the president definitely scored in those voters last night. Will Cain, I got to say goodbye. Roland Martin, to delight. Thank you, guys.
Well, all right,
folks.
Will Cain's Cowboys suck.
Okay.
The way I roll is mobilize and move people to action now. I'm not in a liberal box. I'm not in a conservative box. No excuses after that. I don't even have a box. I'm just rolling. That's how I talk. God knows it. I'm just straight.
You are listening to Roland S. Martin, Unfiltered.